Welcome to the Vertical Vision Podcast with Ernest Finklia. Here we use the Word of God to gain biblical perspectives and direction for daily life. You can contact us by email at verticalvision316@outlook.com. And now, here's Ernest.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Today I want to talk about the issue of judging. We're living in a time and a culture where there's a lot of judging going on. And we see, on the one hand, people saying we need to accept each other, we need to be tolerant of each other, we need to validate each other. But then on the other hand, we are condemning people, judging people, and even mocking people who have different views and beliefs than we do. And this is because it's just human nature for us to judge. We judge people based upon their appearance. We judge people based upon their actions. We judge people based upon our own opinions and views. And of course, what we see today a lot of is we judge people based upon their political views as well. And one of the things that comes up in the midst of all of this is a statement for Christians, and this is something that is seen inside the church and outside the church, is this idea that Christians are not supposed to judge. And where people get this is from Matthew chapter 7. It's in the Sermon on the Mount, and they take chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, and they say, Jesus said, don't judge lest you be judged. And the standard that you judge people with is the standard that you're going to be judged with. So don't judge me, or don't judge this, or don't judge what I do. And the mindset is that what they're thinking is that Jesus is saying, hey, we just need to accept other people's lifestyles, ideologies, and doctrines, and just, you know, let people, you know, live and let live. But is that really what Jesus is saying? Are Christians not supposed to judge, or are we supposed to? Well, based upon what we have here in chapter 7 of Matthew, if we look at it in context, Jesus is actually telling us that, yes, we are supposed to judge, but we're supposed to do it the right way. So, you know, let's take a look here. Jesus says in verses 1 and 2, do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way that you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Okay, and in the context here, Jesus is going to go and roll right into this issue of hypocrisy, where we point out something in somebody else's life and we see ourselves as having all the answers, and, you know, our life is all together and we're better than this person. And yet we've got, instead of a speck in our eye, we've got a massive log that needs to be dealt with. And he's calling out this hypocrisy in our judgment. So this is the context here of verses 1 and 2. Jesus is telling us not to be judgmental and to not use a standard for other people that we don't use for ourselves. And, you know, it's amazing how we can say of our own shortcomings and our own failures and our own sin, well, hey, you know, nobody's perfect. But then we can turn right around with a different standard and expect other people to be perfect. And this is what Jesus is talking about. The standard that we use for other people is the standard that others is going to use toward us. So if I say about my own shortcomings, hey, you know, nobody's perfect, and I give myself grace and the benefit of the doubt and all of that, but then I turn around and I expect perfection from somebody else, well, people are going to look at me and expect perfection from me. And they're going to say, look at you. You don't have your act together. You're screwed up. And, you know, the reality is that's probably true. So the very standard that we use for somebody else, that's going to come right back on us. If we are judging people without mercy and grace and kindness, then people are going to judge us as being unmerciful, ungracious, and unkind. So this is the thing that Jesus is talking about. Are we judging ourselves by a different standard than we're judging other people? And if so, that's looking at that speck that's in somebody else's eye and totally ignoring the gigantic log that's in our own. Look at what Jesus goes on to say here in verses 3, 4, and 5. He says, "Why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' and look, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Do you see what Jesus is saying here? He's saying, look, okay, you've made a judgment call. Your brother does have a speck in his eye. There's a problem. There's an issue in your brother's eye. But before you address that, you need to look at the issue in your own life. And once we look at the issues and the problems and the sin in our own lives, and we work with the Lord to address those things and get them out of our lives, then we're able to turn around and help somebody else with the issue that they're dealing with. So he's not saying to ignore the speck. He's saying address the speck, but after you address the big issues in your own life. And this isn't to say that we're supposed to be perfect and have our act all together. That's never going to happen. But when we are looking at the sin and the junk and the mistakes and the failures and shortcomings in our own life, and we're going to the Lord in an attitude of humility, looking for help in dealing with those issues, then we're going to look at our brother or sister with an attitude of grace and kindness and gentleness as we address the issues that need to be dealt with in their own life. So, you know, this is the attitude here. So we're really seeing Jesus is saying, yes, identify and judge issues in each other's lives, but have this attitude of humility rather than hypocrisy. And then he goes on in verse 6 to extend this idea of judging, okay? He says, "Do not give what is holy to dogs." Now that sounds really harsh. "And do not throw your pearls before pigs, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." Now, that stuff is really some harsh words. But what Jesus is saying is, don't ditch discernment. Okay, you need to make judgment calls. And when these terms dogs and pigs are being used, they were terms that were used for people who were hostile toward God and Jesus and the gospel. And so when you're talking to people, there are going to be people who are just flat out not going to listen. They're going to fight you. They're going to try to tear you to pieces. They're going to try to tear God to pieces, the gospel to pieces. And you're not going to get anywhere with them. And we see Jesus himself doing this when it comes to the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. They were hypocritical. They were holier than thou. They looked at Jesus and they condemned him as being a blasphemer and being empowered by Satan and a worker of the things of Satan. And they were totally messed up as they were fighting God tooth and nail in the name of following God. It was religious hypocrisy. And this is what Jesus did. He called them out on their sin. He called them out on their hypocrisy. He didn't try to win them over and reason with them. There was no reasoning with them. But on the flip side, you look at how he dealt with the other people. the sinner, you know, the prostitute, the tax collector, the thief, the liar, the drunkard. He's hanging out with them. He's loving on them. He's teaching them the truth. And it's not that he doesn't address the sin in their lives, but he's opening their eyes to the truth and they're repenting of their sin. And this is the attitude that we need to have toward people when we're addressing things in one another's lives. And then if you go all the way down to verse 15 through 20, Jesus is talking about judging false prophets. How do we do that? Well, he says, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits." And Jesus is telling us, hey, look at the fruit of these people's lives. Look at what they're teaching. Look at how they're living. Look at what they're doing. And examine, judge that fruit and see if it matches what they're claiming to be, a prophet of God. And so it's so important for us to do this. We see people on television who are teaching things that are just flat out not biblical, and it's heretical even. And when they're called on the carpet, they say, "Do not judge me. God says not to judge." Or they'll say, "Don't touch God's anointed," with this assumption, or at least this proclamation that they're actually anointed by God. But when you look at what they teach and what they say and what they do, they are contradicting the very word of God. And this is something that we can do across the board, is examining fruit. A pastor that I used to listen to said, we need to be fruit inspectors. And so, you know, if somebody's saying, hey, I'm a Christian and I believe in Jesus and I'm going to heaven, but they're living a life that is absolutely contrary to what Jesus teaches and to what Jesus gives us as an example, we need to call into question that statement, okay? And I'm not saying that everybody has to be perfect, but what the Bible tells us is if we see somebody who is habitually living in sin and habitually doing things that are disobedient to the word of God, and yet they say, I'm a Christian and I love God, and Jesus says, well, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, but their entire lifestyle is disobedient to those commandments, then we need to call that statement that they make, that they're a Christian, into question, and then lovingly go to them and say, hey, you know, this is what you're saying, but this is how you live, and this is how you talk, and this is the thing or things that you promote, and there's a discrepancy here. Let's talk about this and let's examine this. And hopefully they'll have an open heart to go, oh, wow, I had no idea that Jesus taught that. And I had no idea that that's really what it meant to be a Christian. I thought, you know, just going to church and believing that Jesus died for me made me a Christian. And so those doors can open up to where we can lovingly and gently discuss discrepancies in one another's lives. And the Bible tells us, you know, we're supposed to judge everything. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, it says, "Do not quench the Spirit. Do not utterly reject prophecies, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good, and abstain from every form of evil." So we're having to make judgment calls there. We're having to test everything and hold to what is good, which means we've got to judge correctly. And if we go back to what Jesus teaches. If we go to John chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus makes this commandment. He says, "Do not judge by outward appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." And the context that's there is that Jesus has just healed a guy, and it's on the Sabbath. And the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, were hypocrites, and they had their own interpretations of the word of God to where they could keep them outwardly, while inwardly they were disobedient to the things of God. And so when Jesus healed this guy on the Sabbath, these guys were condemning Jesus as being a blasphemer and disobeying God because he healed this guy on a day that's supposed to be a day of rest. But they were judging by their own opinions and their own self-righteousness rather than based upon what God really said and what God really taught about the Sabbath and, you know, ministering to other people and serving other people and loving other people. And Jesus was totally changing this guy's life by healing him, but yet he was being judged as a blasphemer because of it, because of this hypocrisy that these Pharisees had. And so we have to ask ourselves then, what is righteous judgment? Well, simply put, righteous judgment is judgment that is based upon God's standards, not our own. And you might say, well, Ernest, what about those times when people say, well, that's your opinion? Well, you know, we have to look at everything in context. So when people will say, Jesus says not to judge, lest you be judged, so don't judge me, and we turn around and say, well, that's not what Jesus meant in that passage, and they go, well, that's your interpretation of that passage. Well, we can lovingly discuss with them if they're open to it and say, well, let's look at the entire passage. He says, don't judge, lest you be judged. And with the standard that you judge, that standard's going to be used against you. And then he's talking about addressing the speck that's in somebody's eye, this fault, this issue, but doing it without hypocrisy because we look at the junk that's in our own lives first and are working with God to get those dealt with. And then look how he talks about, you know, judging the attitudes and the hearts of people when it comes to sharing the truth of God with them. You know, are they hostile to God? Are they hostile to Jesus? Well, we're making a judgment call there based upon their responses. And then, of course, going on about judging fruit and determining whether or not a person's a false prophet because of the things that they teach in contrast with what God says. And we can bring them along and say, see, this isn't my opinion. Look what Jesus goes on to say. And again, we can't force people to see things clearly. And of course, you know, we're not perfect and we always have room to learn and to grow. But we need to understand that if we lovingly convey the truth of the word, when somebody says that's your opinion, if we can show them, well, let's see what Jesus goes on to say here, hopefully they'll be open to that. And we just need to be praying that the Holy Spirit softens their heart and opens up their ears and eyes to see the truth of God's word. So that's the first thing. Righteous judgment is based upon God's standards. So then we have to ask ourselves, well, how do I know if, you know, I'm judging rightly? Well, we can ask ourselves some questions. Am I making a judgment call about something based upon what God says or because of my opinion? Okay. The second thing is compassion and mercy involved? Or am I going into this situation, discussing this issue with somebody with this idea that I have my act together and I know what's right and I'm going to fix this person? If we have that attitude of self-righteousness, then we can be guaranteed that our judgment is unrighteous judgment because of the very attitude and heart behind it. It's not that heart of Christ that addresses things in people's lives, which he did all the time, all the time. You know, think about the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and Jesus says to her, hey, go get your husband and bring him here. And she says, oh, I don't have a husband. He said, you know, you said rightly, you know, you've had five, I believe, husbands, and the one that you're with now is not your husband. She's being called out on the fact that she's living with the guy and she's been divorced a number of times. But he's not mean. He's not criticizing and condemning her. He's just calling out truth. And then he's taking this dialogue to where she's realizing, hey, this guy's different. And she ends up becoming a follower of Jesus and helping lead her community to Christ. It's amazing how God works. But it all comes back to, yes, we need to address sin and issues in people's lives, but we also need to do it in our own lives. And when we come to judge things in one another's lives, we do it with that heart of humility and based upon the standard of God. When we judge rightly, we're going to start by judging ourselves. And when we do that, then we are better equipped to gently and lovingly, in a Christ-like fashion, speak truth into the lives of other people. And by God's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit, maybe God will use us to help somebody grow in their walk with Him. God bless you, and we'll catch you next time on the podcast.
We would like to thank you for joining us for this episode of the Vertical Vision Podcast. Feel free to reach out to us with any questions or comments at verticalvision316@outlook.com. Stay tuned for more episodes.